Ollie Horgan, obviously disappointing night.
Yeah, certainly disappointing result. I think I won't say a disappointing night on the basis that I thought we did well. I thought we were very much up for the game and we competed very well. To be fair to Galway, they came at us in the last half an hour in waves. Physically, they're in great nick. Football wise, there's no question about their ability. And probably shaded in the end, albeit in the last minutes of injury time, it's difficult to take.
But for a scrape of paint, you could have been 2-0 up at half time.
Yeah, we could have been. Yeah, I think the chance that Kieran O'Connor had in the second half at 1-0 up, where O'Connor windmilled a very good save, I think that was a turning point. For Galway's point of view, had we scored that, you don't know what the way the game would pan out. But to be fair to Galway, they came at us and at us and at us, and certainly deserve something over the game. And look, they got away with 3 points. And look, we'll take our oil and move on. We can't, no point crying over spilt milk at this stage,
You have to be proud, though, the way the lads played. I mean, they gave absolutely everything to the very end.
Yeah, and sometimes that's difficult in the basis that, you're now going into a game against Padstone, another two or three bodies with injuries on top of the ones that are out. But that's the nature of the league. We have a very small panel for obvious reasons where budget would obviously curtail you with the amount of players you can have, and we're paying a price for that. But saying that, that was no reflection on the game tonight. We ran out of legs to a certain extent. Maybe we ran out of a few bits of quality in the counter attack where we turned them over a number of times and just couldn't get that little final touch to try and get past the likes of Lee Grace and Stephen Follin. Disappointed with the decisions. I'd like to see the penalty again, but I didn't feel that. I think it was David Cawley. I didn't feel he was nicked. I didn't feel it was a free kick going up to it. And look, is that me, complaining? The better team won, to put it that way, too, so I don't think I'm using that as an excuse.
You lost Paddy McCourt rather early, and that obviously wouldn't have helped because he was playing well up to that. But in fairness to Danny Morrissey, he played well once he came on.
Yeah, Danny's coming back from injury. Unfortunately, Paddy's carrying a knock for a long while, and he's damaged himself there. He's played in the last couple of weeks because we're down so many numbers. He's played through injury, and unfortunately, it caught up with him there tonight. Barry Malloy, the same. He's patched himself up from Friday to try and see us through this, and unfortunately, he's pulled up as well, so it gets harder. But that's the nature of the league. It's great to be in it, and we'll dust ourselves down and go again on Monday night.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you've seen Pat's next now, so you have to kind of get everything organised again.
Yeah, you got to go again, but I don't know what numbers we have, I'll be very honest with you. With a lot of lads on the bench there that really probably weren't fully fit either. Maybe took the bad look off it with Toggin 18, but we need every one of them to tog on Monday and try and make a shape of it.